Shalom Aleichem to his friends. This shir should be a special schus Lulu Nishmas Reb Alexander Zusha ben Reb Yosef, and also for Shlema for Yishai Dov Halevi ben Eri Sarah Chan Shabbas Ahava Nechama, and for Yehuda Leib ben Chana Zahava. We are basing ourselves on the Kovetz Chachmei Leiv, volume number 4, on page 569. Very interesting maimer from Agoin, Rav Yecheskel Weinfeld Shlita, very choshev rav here in Eretz Yisrael, and Ramat Eshkol writes very well, good chedushim. And we're going to be learning about the shir of Talmud Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah writes that every Jewish male is chayev to learn Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, whether he's rich or poor. Chayev likboya lo zman l'talmud Torah b'yom v'layla. It says v'gisa b'yom v'layla. You have to learn day and night in Menachos. With respect to the lechem aponim, there is a machlokas. According to the Tanakhama, when it says tamid, that means that the bread always has to be there. According to Rav Yossi, it doesn't mean it always has to be there. It just means that you have to make sure that you can remove the old one in the morning and put the new one back on at night. But it shouldn't spend the whole night without bread. So what does tamid mean? Does tamid mean daily? That's Rav Yossi. Or does tamid mean constant? That's the Tanakhama. And then the Gemara says, that Rav Ami says, that from the words of Rav Yossi we learn that in Talmud Torah also, when it says, Lo yomer sefer HaTorah zeh mipicha, what it means is that you can learn Perek in the morning, Perek at night, and your Yotzi Zayin. So that's a good Bein Hazmanim Shtikl Torah. You don't have to learn so much, just a little in the morning, a little at night. But l'chor, according to the Tanakhama, you have to learn constantly. Now, in the Machlokas about the Lechem Aponim, so there has the Rambam Paskin, the Rambam Paskin is like the Tanakhama that you need Talmud Mamish. Obazoi, the Rambam also should have Paskin that you need Talmud Mamish in Talmud Torah. But no, the Rambam says you just have to be Kovei Azman. So everybody asks, the Lechem Mishnah and big voice of everybody else says the Rambam Soser himself. On one hand, the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, every morning and every night is enough. On the other hand, he Paskins when it comes to the Lechem Aponim, that tamid means constant. So for lechem aponim it means constant. The Gemara connects that to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah should also be a chiyuv constant, a constant chiyuv. So we could say as follows. In the sugi there, Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that it's enough to learn Kriyas Meshachos in Arvis, read Kriyas Meshachos in Arvis, and you're kind of lo yomush. Then Ben Doma, the nephew of Rabbi Yishmael, asked Rabbi Yishmael, I learned Kol HaTorah Kula, my lad, I learned Chochmas Yifonis. And then he called upon him this pasuk. Rabbi Yishmael said to his nephew, the pasuk says, Lo yomush, v'gisu b'yomam alayla. You have to be learning constantly. There's no time for Greek wisdoms. There's no time for that. U'bepashtus, it would seem, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is going b'shitas Rabbi Yossi. That it's not that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Kriyas Meshachros and Arvis is enough. And Rabbi Yishmael, who doesn't let his nephew learn Chochmas Yevanis because you constantly have to be learning, he's going in the sheet of the Tanakhama. Because the Tanakhama holds by the Lechem upon him, it's constant. Whereas the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, so like Rabbi Yossi, once in the morning, once at night. So then everybody asks, what about the Gemara in Brachas and Neflamid Heomid Beis? That Rabbi Yishmael says, Haneg Behem Minag Derech Eretz, that even though it says Lo Yomash, you have to be constantly learning, but also you have to work. You have to learn and work, Rabbi Shmuel, in contradistinction to Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara in Menachos. Here he says it's enough to work and learn, you don't have to constantly be learning. And Rashbi Dafka says, how can a person be plowing and sowing and all this stuff? Torah Mateela, what's going to be with the Torah? Rather, if you're also with Sona Shalmokom, then you can be constantly learning. So l'chor we see that according to Rashbi, Lo Yomish is Dvarim Kichsovim, it's Mamish constant. Not enough Shachris v'Arvis. How does that stem with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Menachos that learning is enough Shachris and Arvis? Kriyas Shachris and Arvis enough. And Rabbi Yishmael also doesn't stem. Because Rabbi Yishmael holds V'asavta Ganecha is together with learning, you can also work. And yet in Menachos, Rabbi Yishmael says you have to constantly be learning. He doesn't let his nephew learn Chochmas Yevanis. So Rabbi Yishmael doesn't stem with Rabbi Yishmael, and Rashbi doesn't stem with Rashbi. So the answer obviously is that one sugya is not totally in the other sugya. Because according to Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, it says tamid means that it doesn't have to be mamish tamid, as long as the shulchan that doesn't have lino without the lechem. So therefore, the Gemara says, tamid Torah also. In the morning and at night is enough. You have the bread on the table in the morning and at night, and you have the, doesn't have to be constant, so to tamid Torah in the morning and at night. So Rashbi holds the same way, that the ikar chi of Talmud Torah is morning and night, and that's why it's Eir Meduyuk in his words in Brachas. He says, what's going to be with the Torah? He's not talking about the Gavra mitzad, this ikar chi of the Talmud Torah, because then he should have said lo yamush. Why does he have to say Evshar Adam Choresh B'chas Shas Charisha B'zareh B'shas Zriya Torah Matahei Aleh? What's going to be with the Torah? So he's not talking Mitzad Chovas Gavra. It's enough to relearn day once in the morning and once at night. But Torah Matahei Aleh, what's going to be with the Torah? So there's a mahalach that you don't have to do a Sefer Dagon. There's a mahalach of Amdu Zarim Rotzonchem that the Goyim are going to do your work for you, and therefore Mitzad the Torah is going to be Miskayim. That's a higher Madriga, not Mitzad Chovas Gavra. And that's a higher level than Stam being Shomer Torah. Like we see in Tosfos, because Tosfos says that Vasafta Ganecha is talking about Eno Sivitzono Shomakom. But if you're also Sivitzono Shomakom, you're on a higher Madrega, and then the Goyim are going to do your work. You don't have to do garnish, you have to lift a finger. So that's Rashbi. Rashbi holds that Lo Yomush means constant is not the Iker Chiyuv. The Iker Chiyuv is morning and night. The only thing is, he says in Brachas, that if we're Zoch, if we're Na'oich Madrega, then the Goyim are going to do our work for us and we're going to have to learn. Not Mitzad my Chov Chiyuv Gavra, Chovas Gavra. Chovas Gavra is morning and night. But Mitzad, the Torah, Torah Mateleh, there you have the higher Madrega of being constantly learning. And the Maisa, it's Mefurish in the Tosas HaRosh. He writes, "Lo mishum the sever Rashbi shuchayv kol hayom. Do you sever perek shtei lechem and achas afil lo kar? Poshet that he doesn't hold the person's chayv all day. Gvaldik. Now, b'shitas Rabbi Yishmael, it would appear that he holds that the Tanakama is talking about the ikar chiv. And according to the Tanakama, the ikar chiv is kipshuto, day and night, and that's what he said to Ben Dama." He said, yeah, if you're Chochmas Yavanis, you have to be learning day and night. What about the Gemara and Brachas? The answer is, there's a special heter l'tzorech parnasa. Chochmas Yavanis is no heter. To go on Tehillim to the south and to the north is no heter. You gotta sit and learn. But for a safta to go nach l'tzorech parnasa, for that you have a heter. Gebaldik. Nakobal. Call me Yushuv. Now, when the Rambam says that a person's chayv l'kabol lo eis, he understood the Rambam was talking about the ikar chiyuv. And therefore he says, Rabbi Rambam, if you're talking about the ikar chiyuv, day and night, in the morning and at night, just a little bit, then how does that shtim with the lechem apanim that the Rambam paskins that it's constant? But in the Shulchan Aruch, he copies the lesson of the Rambam, in the Bir Agra, he says, "Chayav Adam Chulek, Mashkasa B'Shabbos Kavati Itim Uperish B'Balumnas." That in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch say this lashon of Kavol Ozman is talking about the lowest level shear for a Balumnas, for a worker. Mitzad the Heter Ve'Asaf Tegonecha, but otherwise Kviyus Man is Nishginik, and therefore it works beautifully. That the Rambam paskins like the Tanakama that Tomid is constant, Medav Lernin, Shtendik, constantly learning, 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 Lo Yamush. But there's a special head there of Asaf to Ganecha for Parnasa, and that's Mamish the Sheet of Rabbi Yishmael. You have to be learning constantly, but for Parnasa there's a head there of Asaf to Ganecha, and that's why he told Ben Dama, his shvester kin, his daughter's son, he said, his sister's son, he said, you want to learn Chochmas Yavanis, not by me, no time for that, you got to be learning constantly. Givaldi. In the Dara, Chesam at Aleph, Amr of Gidol, Amr Rab, Minayin, Shinishbaim, Lekayim, Isam Mitzvah, Shinem, Nishbat, Vekem, Lishbar, Shtei, Tzikecha. You can make a Shavua to be Mekayim, a Mitzvah. You're ready, Mushbe, Vomit, Mehar, Sinai. So Shavua is not Chal. The answer is, Lezru, Zay, Nafshe. To be Mizar, as yourself, you make a Shavua. But Enochinam, you're ready, Mushbe, from Har Sinai, be Mekayim, the Mitzvah. So the Shavua is in Chal. Rabbi Gidla Amar Rav says, Ha'omar, ha'omar ashkim eshna perik, you promised to learn a certain perik. So it's a nether. Ah, you're mushba vomed mi Sinai. You're mushba vomed mi Sinai. So how's the nether nechal? And if it's to be mezaris yourself, that we already learned from the first Rav Gidl. And says the Gemara, you know why it's not chal? It answers the Gemara. You know why the nether is chal? It's not al tzeruzeh, because ruzeh we already learned. You know why the nether is chal? Since you can path yourself with kriyash mishachris and arvis, and therefore the shvu is chal. Because you didn't promise to learn this perek. You promised kriyash mishachris and arvis, that's the ikrachi of Sinai, and therefore the shvu is chal, because it's in addition to what you said at Sinai. The Rambam, interestingly enough, brings the first member of Rav Gidl, and he doesn't bring the second member, that by Talmud Torah it's not chashav mushba v'yomed. He only says that you're allowed to be nishba ala mitzvah to be mezaris yourself. And he doesn't bring that Talmud Torah is different. Talmud Torah it's a shvua gemura. Yoredeya, Reish Gimel Vav, Omer Eshna Perek Zev, Yerushim Yisrashel, Shari Leila Mindo Lezuzei Nafshei. So he says it about both. You can make a shvua for a mitzvah and for Talmud Torah. Both of them are lezruzeh. Both of them are lezruzeh. But I understand. That's only the first Rav Gidl. The second Rav Gidl says that Talmud Torah is different. Talmud Torah is not just lezruzeh. The shvua is actually chal. Because you can pat yourself with kriyash mishachris and arvis. Based on what we said, it's poshut that the whole second member of Rav Gidl, that the Shvu is Chal, is only according to Rav Yossi. That in the Yigrachi of Talmud Torah, it's enough, Shachris and Arvis. And like Rashbi, in Menachas. And therefore Yotze, Krishna, Shachris and Arvis. We don't paskin like that. We paskin like the Tana Kama, that the Yigrachi of Talmud Torah is constant. But there's a head there, about Safti Ganecho. But, Mikra Din. If you put your Vasafta de Ganecha aside and you're learning, so then you're ready again, Mushba V'Omed on everything. And therefore Talmud Torah isn't different than other mitzvahs. Al Din Talmud Torah, it's everything. If you're not working, Talmud Torah is everything. Even though who says the Gemara is talking about somebody who's not taking the Heter Vasafta de Ganecha? But possibly. If you're Mispana Me'asakov, then you have a Chiv of everything. And therefore, it's not a nether. The nether isn't chal al the nether, because you're mushba vomed and everything, because the chiv of Talmud Torah is constant. And memela, it's not just, and memela, if you're going to make a shvua, it's only the zruzei nafshe. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says that a king isn't allowed to get drunk. Rather, he has to be osik b'torah, yom v'layla, v'haisim v'korbo koi mechayev. And the Gemara, and Rambam says later, famous Rambam, halasar slibok pita torah, la yasir levavo, his lev called Kal Yisrael. And therefore the Pasuk says he's chayav more to be Dovek B'Torah than others. So according to what we're saying, that the Rambam passing like the Tana Kama, and like Rabbi Shmuel, the Chiv Talmud Torah is Tamid, and there's no heter to stop unless you're in a Vasafta the Ganecha Matzav. So why is it a din in a melech for Karba Koy Mechayev? Divko HaKosav B'Torah Yotze Mishar Me'ashar Echov. It's everybody. And therefore he's not allowed to get drunk. L'chor it's Kol Yisrael's Kach is not allowed to get drunk. The famous Evan Ezel, Rabbi Zalman, says, no, stomach Jews allowed to get drunk. You want to drink, you want to hang out. There's no iser. If a person wants to have a good time, he's allowed to have a good time. Just for no reason, he's not allowed to be in Vatal Torah, but you want to have some fun. Go have fun. You're allowed to be Masonic. But a king, no. That's fair to say. That's all pashut. And this inyan that a king has more of a chiv of Talmud Torah than other people, we have to understand. So how do we learn the chiv of Kol Yisrael from the Pasuk Lo Yomer Sefer Zera Torah Zemi Picha V'Gisa Bo Yom HaMelayla, that was said by Yahushua? Yahushua was a melech. We learn from Yahushua the din of Morad B'Malchus Kol Yisrael Yamer Es Picha Yumas. Rambam says you're only allowed to be Ma'amid HaMelech al-pi Beit Shuvim ve'echod al-pi Novi, like Yoshua was appointed by Moshe Rabbeinu. Harei lehedya that Yoshua had a din of a Melech. Rashbam b'v'basra ayin hamad aleph, Yoshua was a Novi and a Melech like Moshe. If we say the chiyuv of Talmud Torah v'melech is greater, then how do we learn from the from lo yom stay for azar zemi picha because the Melech from Yoshua is a king? So you're talking that we can say based on the Sefer Amakrin and Kiddushin, Amid Beis, what it says in the Mechilta Parshas Yisro brought by Rashi, that in Sudas Yisro Moshe was Omer Mishamesh. He was serving. Moshe was a Melech, like we see in Zvachim Kuf Beis Amid Alf, Melech Shemachal Kvodin Kvodin Mochel. So how was Moshe serving? So he answers that this, that a Melech, a Mochel, a Kvodin Kvodin Mochel, we learn from Son Tassim Alech HaMelech, Shetei Maso Alecha, Rashi says in Ksubis, Simas Harbe, you have to keep placing himself on you. And this din of Som Tassim, Shtei Maso Alecha, is only Shaykh in Eretz Yisrael. And what does that have to do with Ein Kvod HaMochel, the Som Tassim Alecha Melech? Because like the Shita B'Kubetza says, that the Chalos of a king is only your king if you have Ema. If you don't have Ema, he's not considered a king. And Memela, that din of making yourself a king and having Ema, is only when they come into Eretz Yisrael, like the Rambam says. And when they come into Eretz Yisrael, there's a din to appoint a king. We already had a shir on this recently, but that's the whole yisod of the king. Ema, part and parcel of the mitzvah. The Rambam says for a mitzvah, says when he says the mitzvah of appointing a king, he talks about the ema. It's not a prat, it's part and parcel of the mitzvah. So Moshe had a din king, and Yoshua had a din king. But they weren't shaykh to all the Dine Melech, the Dine Malchus, because they weren't yet in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is an Andro Chalos, it's a different story, it's a different parasha. They come to Eretz Yisrael, it's a new Dinim of King. It says in Rashi and Balak, Vayor me Agag Malko, Melech Rishon Shelahem, Shaul is going to be Kovesh Agag Melech Amalek. So Shaul is considered Melech Rishon. So we can say this pasuk of a karbo koy mechayev is only talking about those kings who are kings once they come into Eretz Yisrael, and not a pre-Eretz Yisrael king like Moshe and Yoshua. And maybe we can learn the chiyuv Talmud Torah of Yoshua to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Wherever we look in Rashi and Yoshua and the pasuk of Yom Sefer Torah Zemipicha, Sefer Mishnah Torah Ha'ilafanav, he had a Sefer Mishnah Torah based in the Medrash and Breishis Rabbah. That Rashi says that Sefer Mishnah Torah is signal to Yoshua b'shal shenigla v'kodesh baruch hu matzah Yoshua v'sefer Mishnah Torah b'yado amalei chazeg Yoshua meitz Yoshua lo yomu Sefer Torah Zemipicha v'gisav yom alaylo. So this pasuk of Lo Yomish is talking about the Mishnah Torah. That was his special Sefer, signal to Yoshua. Footnote talks about what's pshat and signal in Yoshua. He's a gevaldik mahalach in his Sefer and Shavuos. We have a shir about it. And the Radal says the Midrash is going on the sheet of the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin that because of the Mishnah Zos that's said by a king is talking about the Sefer Mishnah Torah. Only that's the only Sefer he has a mitzvah to write. So Akwapanim, this pasuk of Lo Yomush is talking about Yoshua as a melech. Because again, the Radal says that this is the Yerushalmi. It's talking about the fact that he has Mishnah Torah in front of him, and that a king only has a mitzvah to write Mishnah Torah, v'haisim, v'karav, v'koy mechayev. That the Torah should be with him, and he should read it all the days of his life. That's only talking about Sefer Dvarim. So here we're relating this pasuk of Lo Yomish as talking about Sefer Dvarim, and that's what the king has to do. So you see that this pasuk of Lo Yomish is talking to Yoshua Alts Melech. Kosovo Mishnah Torah Zolz Vaisim Okorogo Bekoy Mechayev. Mamish like the pasuk. Sefer Dvarim. So according to the Rambam, that this is from this pasuk. Avakasavol as Mishnah Torah, Bakori, Bakoi Mechayev, The Rambam learns from here, there's a special din of Talmud Torah from a king. And we relate this pasuk to the Yomish that was said to Yehoshua. So how do you learn for, to the rest of Klal Yisrael this V'Gisa? The Yomish Sefer Torah Zemi Picha V'Gisa Yom B'Layla. It's talking about Yehoshua Alts Melech. So we wanted to say, no, he wasn't really Melech yet. It was only a partial Melech. But you see that the Mefarshim relate this pasuk of V'Koryim O'Koyim Echayim, where we learn the special din of a Melech to learn, to the pasuk of Lo Yomish. Melech, how do we simple Jews, us had Yotim, how do we get the din of Lo Yomish? Tzarechim? In the Yerushalmi Sanhedrin, at the end of Perek Beis, it says, Yotzei l'mocham uvuimo, shenem ravoisim avakor b'koy mechayiv. It should be with him, and he should read it all the days of his life. Yerushalmi says, Akal v'chomim. Umay melch Yisrael, that it was also p'tzarechei Yisrael. It says, V'kor b'koy mechayiv, hedjol alachas kami v'kamo. Chayotze v'zen nem rabbi Yoshua v'gisa b'yom v'layla, it's Akal v'chomim. If Yoshua was also p'tzarechei tzibor, it says, v'gisa b'yom v'layla, hedjol lo kol shekein. So what do you see from this Yerushalmi? That other rabbi, a hedjol is more v'chiv than a king. And therefore, mi'blayt mit the grace of tzarechin, or from Rambam, we're left with a very stark question in the Rambam, who says that a melech has more b'chiv than a Jew. You see from this Yerushalmi that a Jew has more b'chiv than a melech. We learn from a kal v'chomer. And if by Yoshua the chiv is constant, certainly by us. And with that, we conclude. We should all be zoche, it's Hashem. L'mor ulami, l'shem ablasa, l'kaim is kol divrei salam v'toros v'yahava. Hope everybody followed this year, a little fast, but sure you have good heads. And shalom bizoche, shem b'simcha tuvleiv, amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.